Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the older ones. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." Again Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So the Pharisees said to him, "You are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true." Jesus answered, "Even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me." They said to him, therefore, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." These words he spoke in the treasury, as he taught in the temple. But no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Dan Eddy.
No matter how clearly one communicates a truth, if someone doesn't want to believe it, all the proof in the world will not change their mind. For example, do you know that there are still people who believe that man never walked on the moon? They're convinced the video that you and I have seen was produced on a Hollywood soundstage. And even though there are numerous eyewitnesses that saw astronauts like Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong go into the space capsule, saw the rocket shoot off into space, documented each mile of the 200,000 plus it takes to get to the moon, regardless of all the evidence, they still refuse to believe. When it comes to this event, most of us assume what we've read, what we've seen, and what eyewitnesses have told us is true. In John 8, verse 12, Jesus speaks the truth about who he is and what he is on earth to do. He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." When you look at the original Greek text, it brings out an intensiveness to show just how emphatic Jesus was on this point. He's basically saying, "I myself, or I alone, am the light of the universe. Whoever is following me, aka a disciple of mine, will absolutely, positively not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. A life with a promise of a future that is more vivid than the present." You see, witnesses back up Jesus' testimony to show that he is the fulfillment of prophecy. And even though John the Baptizer heard the testimony of God the Father himself at Jesus' baptism, no matter how much evidence, the Pharisees refused to believe. Their lives were dark, filled with their own self-righteousness. Their hearts were hardened. They didn't want the light of Christ to shine in them. They were judging Jesus by human standards, not on God's word. Perhaps that is you this morning. You have allowed the darkness of the world to dim your light in Christ. No matter what, it's hard to believe that Jesus loves you. Well, the Lord has good news for you right now. As your light, Jesus promises to be with you through any problem, guide you away from any darkness you are experiencing in life right now, help you through any pain, any grief, any struggle. He has promised you the ultimate light, heaven, where there'll be no more darkness, only perfect harmony with God. Jesus has called you out of the darkness of your sins with his suffering and death on a day called Black Friday. He has called you with his victory over the grave in the flesh to be his follower, his disciple. He did it by giving you his light of faith in the waters of baptism. He continues to strengthen it through teaching, through the hearing of the proclaimed word of God. He assures it with the bread and wine of his real body and blood. Jesus loves you. You can be assured of this more than man walking on the moon. This morning, the Holy Spirit is dispelling your darkness by shining his forgiveness again in your heart so you can speak his truth and show his love. Because there are others out there like you who need to be assured of this as well. And there are those who have yet to receive this good news. This passage is not discouraging you from shining his light, but warning us of the skeptics out there, and they seem to be growing by the day. It's easy to get discouraged. This passage shows that if Jesus was not deterred by his skeptics, neither should you or I, because you have the power of the light of Christ inside of you. You speak and show Jesus' love because you don't know when the light of Christ shining through you may bring someone out of the darkness of their sins into the light of his forgiveness, into the light of everlasting life. Jesus' own siblings didn't believe in him. One of them was named James. He didn't believe until he saw his brother come back to life in the flesh after brutally suffering and dying on the cross. Then the light was revealed to see Jesus as more than a sibling, but his Savior, the Son of God. James then shined the light of Christ by writing one of the epistles to the early church. You never know when the light of Christ will turn absolute, dark, stubborn unbelief into faith that shines like the star, our star, Jesus. Amen.